Up next on Downtown, time to talk some Maine women's basketball as we are happily joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by the voice of the Black Bears, Don Shields, who joins us just as he gets set to get ready to pick up the vehicle, hit the road in the morning, and make his way to New York. This seems like a rush job tomorrow, Don. Are you going to be at peak condition for game time?
Oh, you know, this is like, it's my therapeutic trip. That drive gets me there, you know. When Maine beat Albany at Albany 2 years ago, it was the same type of deal. Left the house, got there, did the game, came home happy. I expect to do the same thing tomorrow.
All right. All right. Now, listen, I need to check, too. Have you seen a doctor since the end of the game last week? Because I was a bit worried about your blood pressure.
No, if I'd seen a doctor, he'd have put me on meds immediately, I'm pretty sure.
Well, it was a great finish and an exciting broadcast as well. And now the Black Bears just need to take care of business. So what is the key for this team in getting this win on the road at Albany?
I think the key is very obvious. They need to contain. You're not going to be able to stop her, but contain Sharisha Richards. And all you got to do is look back at the two wins they've had over Albany over the last 2 years. And the two losses they've had to Albany. At home last year, when they lost Albany by 6, Richards had 21. When they beat them by 8 at Albany last year, they held her to 13. This year, at Albany, when Maine lost, she had 34 points and 9 rebounds, did everything she wanted to do. At Maine, they did a great defensive job on her and really denied her the ball. She only had 8 shots in that game. She had 8 points, 11 rebounds. You can live with the rebounds. It's the, you know, the point. So if you keep her in control, and I say 15 or lower means you've kept her in control. I mean, she's one of 4 players in this conference to have scored 2,000 points, grabbed 1,000 rebounds. And, you know, I watched her at the America East tournament, and they just basically just dump it into her and let her do what she wants to do. And so Maine, when they beat her at home back on Valentine's Day, they just never let her get the ball and get comfortable. So that's the key, I think, for the Black Bears tomorrow.
So who's the most important Black Bear in tomorrow's game?
Oh, Ziggy Kwesi. I mean, you know, she is the straw that stirs the drink. I mean, she's played well against them. She played well against everybody. Who hasn't she played well against? Arguably, in my mind, and I've seen everybody in the league, you know, you take Richards out of the formula, and Ziggy was the player of the year in the conference. There is no question in my mind she does so many things. I think the key for Maine is to get balance tomorrow. She's going to go get her points. She's got to get her points for Maine to be successful. What you don't want to see Maine do is just kind of what they did in the New Hampshire game until the fourth quarter, and that was kind of let Ziggy do what she does, but nobody else really did a whole lot. So, you know, get that balance, but she's the one that kind of gets everything going, and you know, she can drive the basket. She can nail those threes. I think people don't realize how good of a rebounder she is. There's just not really anything that she can't do. So I look for her to have a big game. And, you know, if you're looking for that dark horse, Bella Swan, athletically, she does so many things. And if Bella gets off early and gets a couple of baskets early, I think it could be a big day for her.
Did you hear me Sunday, Don? Because I was yelling at the radio in the last minute and a half, and you didn't respond because you were working, but I was yelling, why are they shooting threes with a 3-point lead and less than 2 minutes to go?
Good question. good question. And especially when you take into consideration that Maine on the season shoots 73% from the foul line. Make them foul you. Especially with Kwesi and Wood. Well, Wood had fouled out by that point. Kwesi is such a great foul shooter. Actually, his unappreciated foul shooter is Lauren Bodine, because I think she's only missed 1 or 2 all year long. So, you know, I was curious. If it had gone, it's one of those ones, if it had gone in, I'd yell bingo, everybody had been happy. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you feel good about the game, Don?
I always get nervous before these games. I mean, I think I'm more relaxed. You know, not that I have to be relaxed or anything, but I was really concerned about New Hampshire. I just thought New Hampshire was not a 7 seed. That was not, you know, they played Maine tight twice. I wasn't excited about that matchup for the first round. Was more relaxed. But I feel confident because, you know, I think all the pressure is on Albany. and I think the pressure is off of Maine now. I think the pressure was on Maine this past weekend. I think they felt like if, you know, they didn't win, there would be, you know, another tough season for them. I mean, it would be looked at as, you know, a missed opportunity. I think they go to Albany, and the pressure is on Albany because they know Maine can beat them, and that is the only thing that Maine is the only team in this conference that goes into that game or could play Albany and know they can beat Albany. I mean, even I thought Binghamton would play them closer, and Binghamton on their home court faded under the pressure. So I think that I like Maine's chances tomorrow. And even if Albany loses, you know, I've been thinking this could be a two-bid league. Maine has to win to get into the NCAAs. I don't think there's any question about that. If Albany loses, I think going 4 years in a row with their track record, seventh in the mid-major, 51 RPI, I think they get an at-large bid. I don't think Maine gets an at-large bid if they lose tomorrow.
Very interesting. Well, one more thing to keep an eye on as we listen tomorrow afternoon, Don, on the broadcast on the Black Bear Sports Network. Don, travel safely, my friend. I know you'll have a great broadcast. We'll all be tuned in to check it out tomorrow.
Thank you, sir, and we will talk to you soon. Hopefully we'll talk to you next week as we're getting ready to go to the NCAA.
I look forward to that. Thank you, Don.
All right, thank you, Rick.